to the next edition of Feral and Fabulous. I have a most fabulous guest here today, my firstborn granddaughter, Vivian Gill, at the guest spot. And so I'm so excited. This has been a long time coming. I am so excited about the episode, and I can't wait to do a deep dive now that we've just had our shot and you had your shot of Sprite. So you ought to be ready to just spill the beans.
I'm so ready.
You are ready. I can't wait to talk about it. And of course, and there's so many things I want to ask you. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is just because I know we both are on our phones a lot. I want to know, do you even remember what a rotary phone is? Have you ever seen a rotary phone? Do you know what a rotary phone is?
I think we've talked about this before, like the ones that
spin. The dial. Yes.
I've seen one. Never used one.
Okay.
No, I don't remember a time before phones. I've always had an iPad,
yes.
TV, a
yes.
phone
yes.
at some point.
Technology, right.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you have any recollection of what life was like before you had a cell phone? Because I can't remember. How old were you when you had a cell phone?
Young, because of gymnastics. I was traveling, so I didn't have any, like, games or anything. It was more for just like calling and texting mom.
Hey, pick me up or
yeah.
whatever. I get that.
And then we would go to Colorado for competitions and I would need to contact mom and be like, hey, we landed.
Yes.
Like, blah, blah, blah. Even
yes.
though Aunt Sarah was with me, I'd still need a phone just
right.
in case.
Right.
I like got separated from her. I mean, the only time I didn't have a phone, I only remember it was gymnastics.
Okay. So once you had a phone, obviously you've had a phone for many years now. What do you think is the longest time that you've ever gone without your phone since you had one?
Church camp.
I
would go for a week.
Okay.
Every summer. I haven't done it in 2 years.
Okay.
But it would be a week.
So that would be, is the last time you went without your phone, like when you went to church camp, like two years ago?
I feel like I've done it recently where I haven't had my phone.
And what happened? Did you get in trouble? Let's dish some dirt.
I actually don't really get in. Like, I don't get my phone taken away. Like, if I get in trouble, it's not for, like, something bad. It's usually for forgetting to take out the trash, which I don't forget. I just don't do it.
So, basically, you don't get in trouble that much.
No. And
okay.
I don't break curfew. I don't have a reason for my phone to get taken away. But if I do, it's probably for a good
okay.
reason.
So, I'm curious. What is your curfew, since we're talking
midnight.
About it?
It's What's midnight.
Midnight.
But
okay.
for homecoming, mom said there was no curfew as long as my location was on. Because before this year's homecoming, she never had my location.
Ah.
And now she does. And I don't really care. Because
okay.
I tell her wherever I'm going.
You're right. Right.
But
sure.
it's only for like prom. I didn't have a curfew, but I was also sleeping over at someone's house. So
okay.
it was like we weren't going to
yeah.
really go anywhere.
Yeah.
But it's only for special events.
Okay.
And like July 4th, she didn't care when everyone left as long as no one was doing anything bad and they
right.
all like left. And we had guys over, so it was like, oh, mom, like, what time do you want them to leave? And she was like, as long as everyone just gets home safe.
Okay, well, that's, I mean, obviously you want everybody to get home safe, so
yeah.
that's cool. Okay, so you're going to be a senior.
Yes.
So that, I can't believe what happened to when you were like, I remember when you were first born and now like 17 years later, you've been driving now for over a year. So I'm curious about this because I have some thoughts and I've talked to some of my friends and other family members elsewhere, and I have a theory and I want to know what you have to say about it. You've been driving for over a year and you were always, even as a little girl, you couldn't wait to drive. Like you were always like, oh, I can't wait till I get a car. I can't wait till I drive. I mean, you were always that way. But I have heard that several other kids your age actually don't care about driving. So tell me, is there a dynamic or is that just in other people that have been telling me that?
I definitely think that a lot of people don't want to drive, even though, like, I mean, for me, I've always wanted to. Like, I wanted the independence to be able to go
right.
like, wherever I wanted to.
Right.
But some people just don't, like, care enough to do the classes. And
is that what it is? They just don't want to do the classes? Or
well,
is it they don't want to be off their phone long enough to have to drive and pay attention to the road?
I mean, that's a good like idea, but I really don't think it's that. Like, I think a lot of people, like a lot of my friends wanted to drive and
okay.
they do, but they put it off for a while just because
they don't want to go through all that they have to go through in order to get
yes.
a license.
I mean, I never did the in-person classes.
You did it online?
Yeah, I did the online course.
Okay.
And then mom just kind of like threw me on the highway and was like, drive.
Threw you on the highway. Get up.
And honestly, that's like the best way to learn defensive driving. True. Like if you want to learn some real world driving and not just side street driving, that's how you're going to learn.
True. That is true. And right now, I mean, how much do you drive on a daily basis? So you drive quite a bit.
It depends on the day. One time I've gone through an entire tank and that's 400 and something miles.
In a day?
That's only because I was like going out to New Braunfels and then I go by SeaWorld and then okay. I go up north, south. But that's like okay. when we would have like a bunch of move-ins. And
yeah. No, so tell me, that leads me to the next question is, what causes you to be on the road for 400 miles in a day?
Working for okay. my mom.
Okay. So what do you do for your mom?
I put up signs in lockboxes, which okay. is so fun. And then we have QR codes and trays in every house. And they have to have a QR code so when people okay. walk in, they can.
And what kind of properties are you taking care of? Like, are they homes for sale? Are they homes for rent? Are they
usually it's for rent.
Okay. And okay. So you're helping your mom with property management.
Yes. If we're going to stage a house, usually it's for sale just because you want, like, the idea that like someone, you can envision yourself living there, yeah. which is like, of course, the point.
Yeah.
But sometimes if houses aren't leasing or it's taking a long time for them to lease, we'll go and stage it. Okay. And sometimes it's like a little bit of staging, just like a kitchen or a dining room table,
sure.
breakfast table.
Just some, like some, yeah.
Knickknacks. Some,
yeah,
inside.
Yeah, yeah. I know yeah, what you're
just
saying.
So people
some
can
vignettes.
Get
I think they call them vignettes, like little table and chairs here mm-hmm. and little tchotchkes and stuff
just
like
to
that.
Like get the idea of like, oh, like I can envision myself here.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And how do you like that?
I mean,
it's a job, right?
It's a job. Well, it's honestly, it's good to be prepared for whenever I start, even though I'm not going to start for another couple of years.
Yeah,
but I'm
going
to get my real estate license after I graduate.
Are you? Very cool.
Yes. I was going to do it before, but can you take the classes before you turn 18?
I think you can. I actually...
You have to be 18 to get the license. But
no,
I know
that,
you can take
but
them
I
before.
Actually think.
That's a good question.
I actually
I have to
think,
look into it.
I think you can.
Like take them just so in time.
No, I literally think I literally think you can take the classes. You just can't sit for the exam
until
you are 18. I could be wrong though.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm just not sure. That's a good question.
And let's look into that.
The only thing is I like need to start soon and yeah. but I'm going to be busy because I have student council. I have track.
Yeah.
I have college apps. Like
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to like retain the information enough yeah. to be able to sit for yeah. the exam whenever I turn 18. But I want it to be like, oh, I graduated high school and I have my real estate license.
That's
like,
awesome.
Look at me.
No, but, absolutely. Well, here's the thing. Your mom and I are going to have to fight over you. I mean, you know, if you get your real estate license, it's like we're both going to need your help. And it's like we're going to have to be like, you know.
I think mom has me on.
she has you on a short leash. So
yeah.
I think she.
I mean, I want to help.
We pay better.
I'm going to pay for this. I know I am.
She's not. Don't watch this.
Exactly. Is there a way to block somebody from an episode?
Maybe
when
just,
it, when
just
it drops?
Cut this out. Cut it out.
Exactly.
Just cut it out.
That's called editing. Yes. No, exactly. All right. Well, since we're kind of talking about it already, I'm curious to know, you're getting ready to graduate. You're going to be a senior. What are you most looking forward to in your senior year?
I love football season. That's my favorite time of year. That's I am football season. Like if you know me, like that's partially why I joined student council. Like I love running the flags. I like making the posters. Like homecoming, it's so busy, but it's like it's a routine. Like I make a poster on Monday. We make sure it's planned. We do social media posts. Our game's on Thursday or Friday. And then
love
I get
it.
To go out on the weekend and have fun and then do it all over again.
You are my granddaughter. Yes, I was the same way in high school. I absolutely was obsessed with football. Even in high school, like from a very early age, I absolutely loved it. So that's super cool.
I love student council.
That's your favorite thing.
It's...
What's the thing you're the least, like, what's the thing about being a senior that you're the least excited about?
Having to do another year of school.
Yeah, and the pressure's on because you got to graduate,
yes.
right? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm taking harder classes. I probably should have made my schedule a little bit easier, but I kind of wanted to get the credit for economics through UT because I got a year of college credit for English.
Okay,
and so
cool.
I already have that. Like, I want more credits, and then I'm doing AP government. I did AP environmental science, but I didn't pass the AP exam, so I didn't get college credit for that one. But that's okay. And then I'm taking forensics and statistics. And
oh,
those are
wow.
regular classes.
Wow. That sounds pretty intense, actually.
It does. But I have late arrival, so I can start my day off with student council and kind of be chill.
Cool. What time is late arrival? I'm not familiar with this.
I think my first period as in student council starts 9:50.
Oh wow. Oh my gosh. Why didn't they have this when I was in high school, right? Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
They have early dismissal, but since I have track period, I can't leave. But after districts, like once I'm done with track season, I switch to having early dismissal, and then I make cross country, I believe, my first period, and then I have to show up for attendance, and then I can leave early after that.
Cool. And plus you're driving. So as a senior, are you allowed to kind of come and go as you need to or no?
No, we're not allowed to leave.
Really?
They changed Northside actually recently. No one can leave for lunch anymore. They changed it.
Oh, wow.
But it's a liability. Like some kid got hit with a car, or like some kid was speeding and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so it's a liability, which I understand, but people still do it anyways.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So once you go to school, once you leave that, I mean, you have to leave for the day. Like if you're leaving for a doctor's appointment or whatever it is, you don't leave and come back.
Well, you can get a blue slip. And so that's like the attendance office has checked that your parents have like sent a note and they call your parents and they write you a blue slip. So you can leave and you can come back as long as you have the blue slip, but people leave and come back anyways.
Okay.
As long as like an AP doesn't catch you.
Cool.
But I'm not going to go through all that trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay at school.
No, I totally get that. Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is obviously we both have our Megan Maroney t-shirts that we got from a concert that we went to. When did we go to see Megan? Was that a couple of years ago or was it?
It was my sophomore year.
So a couple of years. Wasn't it?
March?
Yeah. Was it maybe 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And that was a fabulous concert, I thought. It was fun. Good. It was outdoors, and it was in, was it in Round Rock?
Yes, it was.
I do remember, and it was like Land of the Giants. It was like there were so many people there that were tall.
I
don't know. It was like, I've never seen so many women that were like 6 foot something. It was the craziest thing. And the guys, I was telling Jackson, who was, you know, my son that's 6'8", and I was telling him, I've never seen that many, is Round Rock like a tall people person? I mean, I don't know. Is it like tall people there? It's just weird. Anyway,
I never remember that.
I know. I just remember that being so strange that I was like, oh my gosh, everybody around me was super tall.
I mean, the Austin area for sports, like that's like if you want to play in college and you want to be really great.
I didn't think about that.
You should go play in Austin.
You probably have a lot of collegiate athletes that were actually at that Megan Maroney concert. Oh my, duh. There, you just answered my question because all along I've been wondering why were people so tall there? And it was young people. And I was like, why were they all congregated
athletes
in this one? Yes, I didn't think about that, but you're right. It was probably UT athletes that were at that concert.
So, well, there's also like one of my good friend, Lauren, she plays volleyball up in one of like the Austin premier teams. Her season just ended because she's going to go play college volleyball. And so she won't have her last year, but Austin's like really good for training. Like one of my freshman friends is going to play soccer up there next year in a club team. Like it's better than here because there's so much more opportunities and college coaches like from UT will come in.
Of course. I didn't think about that. And so proximity, it probably draws like different crowds.
It's a sports.
Okay.
And of course like Houston and all of that, but like closest to us, Austin is like people from here can go up to practice on a weekday and go get better training.
I hadn't thought of that, but my question for you is, obviously, we did go to the Megan Maroney concert, but I remember back, we've been to a few Morgan Wallen concerts. One in particular.
Five,
but who's counting? So definitely, my question to you is, do you remember, and this is was it the fifth one that we went to that it was in Tampa?
Fourth one.
Okay. I forget. Thank God you're young and you can remember. But when we went to that concert, of course, and I have to do a shout out to Amanda Lopez, our good friend Amanda Lopez. Thank God for Amanda. She went along with us and she's a nurse and God, she's incredible. Anyway, she kept me from dying because we were in the pit of the Morgan Wallen concert. And during that pit, we stood for, and we were in Tampa. And so we were in the pit for standing for how long? Because we got
like
there 13 early.
13 hours.
Yeah, it was a long time. And of course, at the time, I was like 65. So, because I'm 67 now. So at the time, literally, I don't know that I've ever at this age or at that age stood for that long, because there is no place to sit.
No.
I mean, there is no place to sit in the pit. And I had not, I was not really familiar with the pit. And it was brutal. That particular concert was outdoors. And so it was uber hot, and it was in Tampa. And the proximity of people in the pit, I mean, had you ever been to a concert in the pit? I know you'd been to other concerts, but that was your first pit experience,
that was my first
right?
pit.
And so you and I, again, Amanda and I had tried to get his autograph previously on another concert that we were unable to do so. But we had made a poster. Actually, let me give credit where credit is due. The producer, Katie Rodriguez, had made an amazing concert, poster. And we had taken it to this other concert, and we had managed to catch his eye. He had acknowledged us, but we were too far back. And so we realized, okay, you're not getting his autograph when you're too far back. So when we had gone with you to Tampa, we were like, okay, we've already been standing here. It was such a long day. There's no place to sit. And there were girls that I think younger than you that were on the ground. They were literally, they couldn't stand anymore. So they were just sitting on the floor. And I'm just like, that was crazy, because you've got the crowd crushing you and everything like that. In that moment when we were up against the rails, because in order to get his autograph, you've got to be up against the rails. So we had already been standing for the whole concert. It was an amazing concert. And I still have the video, which I just watched it a couple of days ago, because every once in a while I just get such a kick out of it. I have to re-listen to it. And so in that moment, when he's finished with the concert, he's signing autographs at the end of the, I think it's called the ego ramp, right, Matt? Okay, thank you. I know that name just because of Matt. Anyway, Lupus Thunder. Anyway, so he is on the very end, and he's signing a few things, and now you can tell he's getting ready to leave for good, and he's starting to walk back, and of course, we're still holding up the poster. I think it said something like, give a granny a break or something like that. Do you remember what it says?
It's above my bed, so I should know it, but I think it was like help a granny.
Can you help a granny?
Help a grandma out.
Yeah, help a granny out or something like that. Well, right? Yeah. And so Katie's verifying. And so literally, and of course it had pictures of you and my other granddaughter, Gabby. And so all of us on the poster, and it's like, help a granny out. And I think that he had recognized it from the previous concert. And so, again, as he's walking back, what I want to know from you, because I listened to the video again, at what point when he's walking back, did you think he was going to walk toward us, or could you tell?
I have to, like, think back into that moment. I'm, like, imagining him. I think I was, like, so tired.
Yes.
No,
we were both, like, I think we were on our last leg, but it was, like, this was it. This was the grand finale.
Like, whenever he actually did walk over, because I don't remember exactly when I was, like, oh,
he's
going to sign
it. You'll have to listen to it again. Do you remember what you said?
No.
Literally? It's like, I just listened to it. So literally as he's walking over to us, and I see him make eye contact, and I'm starting to think, oh my God, I think he's coming toward us, and I can't believe it. And of course I am starting to cry. I am literally, because I don't have to tell you, after you stand for that long, and I mean, my legs were shaking. I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it. And I'm like, oh my God, I think he's coming toward us. And you said, and you can hear it in the video, you can hear it several times. You go, oh my God. And literally I'm like, and when I listen to that, you can see him lock in, and he walks over and he reaches out, and we hand him the poster, and he's signing it, and you're going, oh my God, oh my God. Like, the whole thing is just like, it's so great to listen to it, because it was such a fun, literally as long as I live, and you know, after I'm long gone, that will live in infamy, because that was such a fun time. And we were so exhausted. And so, I mean, literally, Amanda got cut on the leg. I mean, she was bleeding. I mean, it was so rough in the pit. My question to you is there another artist that you have, like, you really like right now, that you'd be willing to go back into the pit for?
I probably would go to Charlie XCX in the pit.
Really?
I think... You definitely, like, you should not go.
Oh, I won't. let me be clear.
Well, she's going to ACL. That's who, like, she's going. So I definitely would not recommend getting into the crowd, because.
I thought Deepa and I were taking you to.
I thought Amanda was coming.
Oh, she is.
Oh, so Depot's coming.
Well, he's going to drive us.
Okay.
No, he's not going to actually, you know, he's so good at driving. He's the best chauffeur ever. And so, no, he's going to drive us, but Amanda is going to be joining us for ACL. But
I definitely recommend for you and Amanda to stay like a little bit further back in the crowd.
Yes.
And like Barbara and I can go in, but you're going to like, it's going to be like back and forth.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what like her vibe is. Like, it's very like upbeat, like, let's do this,
yeah,
like house music, like, yeah, pumped up. But that's like what I like about,
okay,
Charlie XCX.
So you're excited about that, and you're willing to go back in the pit and experience that,
yes,
for Charlotte, you know.
And Kings of Leon. I love Kings of Leon.
Are they at the ACL?
Yes, but they're I think they're playing at the same time.
Ooh. Oh,
which
on
sucks.
Different stages?
Yes. So
okay, how do you do that? How do you manage that?
I think Barbara and I are going to like listen to Charlie. I think Charlie comes on first. So like,
okay,
see like, hear all the songs that we really want to hear, and then kind of run over and try and manage
and,
it.
And Amanda will just try and keep me alive during the concert.
It's going to be hot.
I know. I'm just like, oh my gosh, because that's coming up. When is that? September?
October 9th.
Oh, October. Okay. Well, at least it'll be a little cooler. Maybe not a whole
and
lot.
And it'll be at night.
True.
So
true.
But y'all can always stay like in the areas with less people because the body heat is what really gets.
Yes, I remember. It's crushing. I feel like it's just. I remember we almost felt like we were being crushed. We were being pushed over the actual, you know, railing.
The lady was like recording me, and I was like, "Can I help you?" Like,
no, it was crazy. It was like, the craziest thing. No, I literally can honestly say I've never experienced anything like that. And I don't think I ever want to again. I mean, as amazing as it ended up being, because we got his autograph, what it took to get that autograph was insane. And I had no idea. I was so innocent in the sense that I did not realize what went on in the pit.
I
did not know that. It was just, it's brutal. It's like a battleground.
Yeah, and I guess ACL isn't a pit, but the closer you get to the stage,
it's like, probably more of a pit-like experience.
It's like 100,000 people in there. So
yeah,
it's just like, it's like body to body.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, the cool thing about Morgan Wallen is that like we started at the Moody Center and we were like pretty high up. Like we got last minute tickets. And
yes,
I was like, this is like really cool. Cause
yes,
I'd never been like the Moody Center is very intimate. And so
yes,
I'd never been that close
except
to the stage.
Except that even at the Moody Center with those, you know, how he has the fireballs that come off. I mean, we could feel
the heat,
even from the nosebleed.
And then like the next concert, I think we were in Houston, we were on the floor and we were really close. And
yes,
we were almost
and that's the
at
one
the
where
rail.
We got in. We were in the selfie that he took.
Oh yes,
we actually
yes,
have
yes.
a picture of us in a selfie that Morgan Wallen took, and we're right there behind him. And this, I couldn't believe when I saw that online. That was super cool.
And then we went to Arlington.
Yep.
And we saw him there. And then we went to Tampa. And then I think we went back to Houston after
yes,
that.
Yes, actually. We did.
Yes.
We did. I forgot about that.
And
we
so,
got to stay in our fabulous hotel that we left.
Oh, yes.
Yes. It was the whole experience.
It
was so
fun.
It was so fun. And we ate at the that Mexican food restaurant that is so delicious. I can't remember the name of it, but it's downtown over off of San Felipe. Anyway, I can't think of it. We used to have one here, but it originated, I believe, in Houston. But anyway, it was so, so yummy. So, okay. So you think the ACL is going to be something that you would be willing to kind of do a pit kind of experience again?
Yes. It's not like there's no like railing. Actually, I think there is for like VIP, but that's
okay.
Like 30 grand and who has that money?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's going to be some sort of kind of like a pit because everyone's going to be super close to each other. But if
okay.
you just kind of like keep your okay. arms kind of open. I think it'll be fine, but like the
I guess I better start doing some push-ups or something. I better start getting into shape if I'm going to be dealing with this again this fall.
That was kind of like the whole point for me because like it looks so fun and I wanted to go last year, but I never just kind of like,
okay.
I was like, whatever, like it'll come like next year, but I
yeah.
really like Charlie XCX, so
okay.
like I really
right.
wanted to go.
Well, what's one of the popular songs that they do? I've heard the name for sure, but I'm trying to remember of a song.
She had her album Brat. Do you remember the like, the green and the black, like
I
almost
remember,
like the green slime.
I know who she is, but I'm trying to think of a song that she does.
She does Guess with Billie Eilish. She does rock music, Von Dutch.
Yes, yes. But I think the Billie Eilish tune, that was pretty popular on the radio, wasn't
yes.
it? Okay, I do remember
and
that
And then
one.
She performed it at the Grammys.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I gotcha. Okay.
And
very
then
cool.
She does a lot of songs, but those are
okay.
like very like popular. And then she has Boom Clap, which is like her staple.
Oh, I know. Yes, I actually know Boom Clap. I'm so proud. Okay.
That's her older music, but that's...
Of course it is. That's why I probably know it, because it's old.
When I was like on her Apple Music page, I like realized how like old that song was, and it made me feel old. I was like, I'm only 17.
Oh, my God. My 17-year-old granddaughter feels old. Okay, that's scary.
I need another shot of Sprite.
I need another shot because I'm feeling very old right now.
That's like one of her like staples. And I love it. That's one of her staples.
Yes.
But I really did like Brat. And then she came out with a new album recently, which has rock music on it. And then SS26, Spring, Summer 26.
So is rock kind of coming back into the musical dynamic, you think? Or what do you think?
It's not actually rock music. It just, that's the title of the track.
Okay. Of course.
I mean, there's a lot of like drum in it. You'll have to listen to it, but it's very, very upbeat.
Okay. Okay.
Not like rock music.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
No, more like club music, maybe?
Yes. Something very like that. Club.
Okay. Cool.
Super club.
Well, what do you think about as you enter into your senior year? And I know that you've got, you know, several friends that are going to be also seniors as well. How concerned are you guys about the role of AI in life?
I can't answer this question because I think it's a great tool, but.
Yeah, I do too.
I honestly do think it's a good tool. Like, if I need help with notes,
yeah,
I definitely use it.
Right.
It's like,
right.
And I know a lot of teachers don't like it because, like, most people use it for cheating, but, like, genuinely, like, I know Claude is, like, new and everyone's using that, I haven't actually gone on that.
Yeah, I use ChatGPT.
I know, a lot of people do. I just don't want to pay for, like, the upgraded one
because
I don't really use it that often.
Okay.
But I think it's a good thing for like ideas, like for student council, we kind of like brainstorm.
I totally agree. But I'm curious what your generation thinks about as you think about going off to college, which you're talking about trying to figure out where you want to go and stuff. How concerned are you guys that AI is going to impact the type of job that you can get once you get out of college? And do you think a lot of your, you know, contemporaries, the people that you go to high school with, do you think a lot of them won't go to college because they're going to go into trades or they're going to go into a business as opposed to going to college? Or do you think it is having an impact?
I really don't think, I don't know. I think that a lot of my friends still want to go to college. It's more like about the experience for them than actually like the degree.
All right.
And a lot of my friends want to do like medical things. And so while AI is like good for research and stuff, like AI can't like always perform, like they're going to eventually perform surgeries. But right now, like at least not for a couple more years.
So you think a lot of the people you know are on track to maybe become doctors or maybe become nurses or med techs or something like that?
A lot of it is like pediatric or vets. It just depends. And then Barbara wants to do like chemistry and AI is
that's
really
impressive.
Good with the research, but it's also like you really have to like see it for yourself because AI can miss certain things.
Yeah.
And then for me, like I think yes, AI can show a house, but like you don't always want to see it online. Like it's about going into the house and seeing everything.
Oh
and
yeah. Absolutely.
Because like online you could put it in 0.5 and make the house look open. But if you go in person, you're like, oh, wow, this is small.
This is like a cubicle.
This
No, exactly. You're 100% right. So many times, if you just rely off of online and you don't actually go see the property in person, and you've been doing this long enough to know that there's a total difference in how we can make a house look compared to what it actually is.
Yeah. And then there's like online staging, which I have an appreciation for, but like... It's just not realistic. Like, I feel like it doesn't look as realistic, and you can really, like when you see it in person.
It gives you an idea. It gives you an idea of what something, it can help you determine where you, how you could orient your furniture and stuff. But when you're in there in person, it's not the same thing as seeing the actual furniture in the property.
Like, if you want an idea of, like, how to set up your furniture, it's great.
Right.
But
if
you really want to, like, envision how someone has set up, like, model homes are
how
a great
fits.
Example of
yes.
that. Like
that's
model
why so
homes,
many people buy the plan that the model is based off of because they see how the furniture is in there.
Like that party you had a couple of weeks ago, at the model home. Like it's, yeah. it's great. Like it, you can yeah. really envision yourself in
right.
there.
The, because the furniture is actually there and you see the perspective and you see all the different, you know, like you said, ways that you could potentially live in the property
and
not
also,
just envision it.
Like robots, like they're just very, like, of course you can change, like on Siri, you can change her voice and everything, but like, don't you want to have like an actual conversation with somebody about yes. how they feel about the property and like
yeah.
be fulfilled with like finding someone's
no,
home.
I agree. So along those same lines with your friends in school, how much communication do you guys do verbally versus on text? I'm so curious.
I don't really text that often, okay. but honestly, I have a really small group of friends.
Okay.
And so I'm...
And y'all talk a lot.
I honestly, yes. I call them more than I text just because I'm always driving.
True.
And so I can't text and drive. And no. so I
well,
call them.
Thank you. Let's, yeah, you definitely get a gold star.
Not
for that.
Not that I've never done it before, but like.
But don't do it again. Yeah. It's dangerous.
Usually I'm like calling them because I'm like, well, I'm driving an hour out to New Braunfels. Let me just call someone
right.
and like talk
right.
to them for
yeah.
a while.
Yeah. No. That's really cool. And so you feel like your group of friends, you tend to actually have conversations.
Yes.
Okay.
And then like in student council, like we're always, like I think student council is most. Just like talking.
Yeah.
Because we're bouncing ideas off of each other. We're,
right.
We're planning, we're voting.
Right.
But all my classes, like you're usually silent just because the teacher's always presenting something.
Yeah.
Or you're working on
yeah,
work.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So tell me, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Hopefully running someone's business.
Hopefully mine. At some point. Matt and Katie gotta have somebody continue on as I, you know,
I'm gonna have
ride
to
off
disappoint
into the sunset.
Someone because
I'll have to fight your mom for you.
I'll
be too weak and old to fight her.
Initially,
hopefully she'll have pity on me.
Initially, the idea was to combine y'all's, but y'all have very different client bases.
Yeah.
And you can't mix those.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
as much
very
as
very
like,
different businesses too. Yeah.
And as much as I want to do, like, sales and things, I feel like maybe property management might be easier to start just because it's very, consistent.
It's consistent, but it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's
trust
hard.
Me. It's
property management is hard. I don't care who you're talking to. It is hard. It is a hard business.
Yeah.
I don't even know how your mom does it. I really don't.
I don't know either.
How many properties are y'all managing now?
She has 400.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah. Lupus Thunder's over there hurling. He's hurling into an imaginary trash can.
I'm driving to a new property every day.
I'm sure you are.
Or five.
you could drive to a new property. You could drive to a different property every day of the year and still not get to all the
yeah.
properties that you guys are managing.
I think I'm also a little bit more familiar with property management
sure.
rather than sales.
Yeah,
so
because
that might
that's
be
what you spend the most of your
bit
time doing.
More comfortable for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
But of course, going to college.
I will fight your mom for you, though.
I
will have a duel to the, you know, to the finish.
As
sure.
much as I would love to combine them, it's just like hard. Like mom doesn't answer after 5 and I'll hear you on the phone at 11.
Like, yes, exactly. You know me. I'm just like, I'm in bed, you know, Dave's trying to sleep. And I'm like, yes, and we had 3 showings today. And I'm really excited about one of them because I think they might actually submit an offer. So.
And honestly, like I'm turning a little bit into mom. Like after 5 o'clock, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not doing work anymore. Like
okay.
that's just.
And if you like to have that kind of like where you can kind of shut it off or shut it down. You know, definitely, I think that it's easier to, and I know agents, though, that have boundaries, way more boundaries than I do. So you can really set boundaries in either business. I do think property management is a little easier to set a boundary in than the sales side is. But again, I think it's possible with either business. It just depends on how you set the rules and, you know, how you set things up.
I mean, like, my dream is to do, like, high-profile selling. Like, I'd love to, like, sell to Spurs players and, like, really just, like, high-profile people. Like,
yeah.
that's like, really what I want to do.
Yeah.
But, of course, like, I'm very familiar with property management. So
yes.
that's probably where I'm going to start.
Yeah.
And, of course, like, if I go to Texas State, I'd probably live in New Braunfels and then drive up to Texas State.
Cool.
Because mom has
that's
a...
That's not far.
Yeah. Mom has a... Like, she just bought 2 houses up there, and so I could stay in one of them,
cool.
rent it out to my friends, and then we could all drive up there and just, like, have fun, like...
Yeah.
Living together.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really fun, even
yeah.
though whenever I had my best friend Lua here, she was staying with me, and I was like, okay, I need my space now. Like, yes. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to live with people in a dorm. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Like,
yes.
I'm freaking out.
You will. You get along with everybody so well. So I don't see that being a problem.
For sure. I love everyone.
You do. You have such a kind heart. You have a heart of gold. So I have no doubt. So okay. So 5 years from now, you think you'll be in the real estate business? Do you think you'll have a degree, or what do you think?
My goal is to have a business marketing degree.
Okay, good.
Just because if real estate doesn't work, I want to do something in like beauty marketing. Like, I'd love to work for Rode or like Rare Beauty or any of these beauty companies, yeah, because I love like the marketing aspect. Like, even like looking at the Pharaoh and Fabulous thing, like, it's so like intriguing, and like, you want to go buy something like this. And yes, I love that. Like, and I'm an avid shopper, like, you yeah know.
Yes. Yes, I do. Like, I'm very familiar with
I have a shopping addiction. And this can be a clip. I have a shopping addiction.
Hi, my name is Vivian Gill, and I have a shopping addiction.
I think it's a serious problem. Like, I've like realized it because I was going through my room.
I think,
like,
your mom and I realized it a long time ago.
I think it's better than drugs. So,
well, you know what? It's all relative, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all.
And it might be less expensive depending on which.
Well, depending on which thing
you're using.
Exactly. That's right. Which concealer or blush, right?
Honestly, I have fallen off like my makeup grind, just because I've been trying not to wear makeup. And okay, like, I think with my acne, I'm just like, oh, let me just lay off and it'll hopefully get better. But yeah, I love shopping. Yes. And so that's marketing.
Yes, yes, that's true. Well, I think a marketing degree would be a great
or sports fit for marketing. You.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Spurs. Either. Sports marketing.
You're a huge sports fan. So yes. Awesome.
Any NFL team.
If you'd like to grab your paddle, we will go into the next segment, and we will talk about the few things that I have to ask you. And it's so funny, for whatever reason, the last several episodes, I feel like I predict already, I have the words down that I'm going to ask, but the guests are starting to talk about the things that I have in the Feral or Fabulous part of it. And I can't figure out why they're already preempting me. I don't even know how that works. But so anyway, the first one that I have for you is, well, this is not one that we preempted, but crab legs. Fabulous.
Always.
Yes.
I love me a good crab leg. Yes. Seafood boils.
Yes.
Our life.
Yes, definitely. And whoever the lucky boyfriend / future husband you have, I hope he's got some coin.
Yes.
Vivian likes her crab cakes, crab legs. You have very expensive taste.
Unfortunately.
In both. Well, in pretty much everything, which, you know, again, that's not a bad thing.
Except my nails now are actually pretty cheap.
Well, but they're amazing.
Yeah, but my best friend Barbara does them.
Ah, well, there you go.
For $40.
Well, there you go. You just did a little ad for Barbara.
Yeah.
See, you've already doing a little marketing.
Go look at her Instagram. Go
Barbara. Exactly. What's her Instagram?
I think it's Barbie Gracia.
Awesome.
Something like that. So. She goes by Barbie instead of Barbara.
Okay, so cool. Love it. Well, she does an amazing job. Those look really cool. I'm very, very impressed. Okay, so crab legs to Six Flags. Six Flags is your next one.
Oh.
Feral. Okay, tell me why.
Absolutely not. It's too hot. I just did too much in middle school. I think I just burned out.
Okay.
And, like, I love a good Disney, like, once a year, maybe once every 2 to 3 years.
Sure. Six Flags is kind of like, you know.
So hot.
Been there, done that.
And like, they never get new rides. And I think I've just done all the rides like 10 or 100 times.
Yes.
And
yes. So you're kind of, like, not a huge fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Next one. This is what you've already talked about. Football. Yes, exactly. Okay. So I know you already talked about loving football. You love Reagan football. And
yes,
you've got another season to go. So that's exciting.
One more.
So, yeah. Well, hopefully one and done. So tell me, who is your favorite NFL team?
Not the Chiefs, actually.
You switched?
I thought you were the Chiefs. I do love the Chiefs. Like, If I had to like actually pick, probably the Chiefs.
Okay.
But I like rep multiple teams. Like you like the Green Bay Packers. Yes. Deepal likes the Vikings.
Yes.
Grandpa in Florida likes the Buccaneers.
Yes.
We like the Cowboys.
Yes. And Steven likes the Cowboys.
Yep. Of course the Chiefs. Like I have my Chiefs jersey. Don't get me wrong. I have my Chiefs jerseys.
And you also have a thing for Mahomes.
Oh, I was like, for football players?
No, for Mahomes. Don't you like Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, yeah. I think he's so cute.
I know you do. And I think the last time I checked, you have his jersey.
I do.
Yeah.
But speaking of Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Taylor Swift got married recently.
I know. Yeah. I know. How exciting was
that? Where are the pictures?
I know. I'm waiting. I'm you know, and I mean, I'm not even a Swiftie, and I'm still, you know, and totally engaged in all of that stuff.
I'm an avid Swiftie. I'm waiting for these pictures to come out.
Yes, I want to see the pictures as well. I'm really looking forward to this 1,000-person wedding in Madison Square Garden. And
I'm going to have a 1,000-person wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, 1,000 people.
Oh, my gosh. I better sell some more houses.
No, it's probably like 100. Is that a lot of people for a wedding?
How many?
100?
Because
you have to 100. Think into account like 50-50, like my husband, 50, me, 50.
Yeah, I mean, I think 100 actually is, it's a nice amount. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a big wedding. I would say it's, what do y'all think? I mean, how many people did y'all have at your weddings? How many? Don't even know. Okay.
Maybe 200. It just seems like a lot of people say to say hi to. Yeah, 200,
to me, 100 though these days, I mean, you know, 100, like you said, you have two different people that have, that's 50 each, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's, if you think about it, that's not that many people.
You have 50 people that know me that I don't know that could come to the wedding.
Well, like, exactly.
And mom knows 50 people that could come to the wedding.
Yeah. I mean, I think the number gets up there pretty easily, you know? So I think 100 would be a pretty doable.
To do the math too, because if it's 50 people for you, that's 25 friends plus one.
Right. Oh,
so
that's
really
right.
25 people, that's not too
bad.
But
you could limit it.
Well, that's true.
You don't have to invite plus one on everybody.
No.
Some people you don't want to bring plus one because you know who they're going to bring.
I feel like I want to do the thing, like, if you're not married or have been dating over, like, a certain amount of time, do not bring your one-month boyfriend.
Yeah. No, well, isn't that what Taylor did?
Yes.
I thought that they said that, you know, you had to be either married or you had to be engaged in order to get a invite.
I feel like,
unless they knew you personally.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're dating for like a year or
two. Well, that's true.
But
that's
true. Like dating for a week, like this is my boyfriend I found at a bar.
I think what they did though is if somebody had been dating for a long time, I think they sent them both invitations. So it wasn't to send one person the invitation, they sent the in other words, they sent an invitation to the plus one as well.
I just don't want there to be like drama, like, oh, why did she send us separate invites instead of like this? Like, I don't want the drama with all like the wedding
stuff.
Well,
that's true. I mean, there's always so much drama with a wedding anyway. So, you know, but I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I hope to live that long. So
I want a Twilight wedding.
You want a what?
The Twilight.
Oh, I do too. Oh my God. I thought you said a toilet wedding. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, what is that?
That's the Twilight. Down.
Okay. And this has to happen soon just because I want to live long enough to be there. And I want to I want to make sure that I can, I have this whole envision of what it's going to be. I want all the stuff in the Twilight. You know how they have the, what's that called? That the hanging flowers, the white flowers that are.
I have no idea what they're called, but I know what you're talking about. Cause I at least look at that clip every month.
Yes. Oh my gosh. No. And are you still watching the Twilight series?
I finished it. I've watched it multiple times.
I know. It's so amazing. I mean, to me, that wedding on Twilight, it's just so incredible. Well, as you know, when Deepon and I got married, I had the best landscaper. If you guys need a great landscaper, Chris Jones with Yardworks, he did the most amazing replica of, you remember in the first movie, the
gazebo?
The gazebo.
Yes.
The end scene where Bella and Edward are dancing and it's all lit up. Chris Jones recreated that whole entire.
Really?
Yes. And it was, we were above the, you didn't get to come because you were really little. But anyway, it was above the Alamo and it was the most incredible. I mean, he did such a great job. So I want to have all of that for you. Like, I want the flowers coming down. I want like the whole reenactment. You
My problem is like, I want so many things. Like, I want it kind of like like, you know, like the Italy kind of feel, like that kind of house, like the big,
you want like
mansions.
A villa. You want like a villa.
The villa, but I want the Twilight.
Understand like, the element. You want the Twilight element in a villa.
I think
I'm
that's
with my problem.
I want too many things. Like I'm going to pull from like 100 things.
Well, I'm just going to have to keep selling houses so we figure this out.
Or find a really rich boyfriend.
Exactly. Well, there's that too.
NFL boyfriend, NBA, I'll go for any of it.
There you go. So we got to figure it all out. But I'm game for all this. This is exciting. It gives me something to get up for in the morning. So I'm looking forward to it. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
High heels. I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. You're kind of you like your Birkenstock?
Yes.
And you also like your tennis shoes?
Of course.
Right?
But I do track though. So it's
well,
like,
that's true.
And I've always been an athlete.
That's true.
So like heels.
That's true. But you're still in great shape and you're young, so you could easily wear high heels. It's just not your thing, right?
I like kitten heels. If you're watching this, Mom, yeah. I'll take a kitten heel from Louboutin for graduation.
Okay. Well, the gauntlet
she just
has
ordered
been
them,
thrown.
And they're white, and so I might steal them for graduation, ooh. Which would be really cool to like walk across the stage with Louboutins.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I'll be stealing them, Mom. Yes. Don't worry.
Well, there you go. Okay. So next one, and you've already talked about this a little bit, Sephora.
You're going to be surprised.
What?
Yeah.
I am surprised. Okay. You did surprise me. What is going on with Sephora?
I think I've just like drawn back on my like makeup. And so
okay,
like
you did
I
talk
barely
about that.
Wear makeup. Like I wore makeup today just like for like the camera, of course, and I'll wear it for homecoming and like
sure.
first day of school. But like during the school year, like usually I'll just throw on like a couple dots of concealer and mascara and call it a day because
okay.
I'll sweat it all off at the end of the day.
Well, that's true. When you're in track and it's yeah. so hot or we're in San Antonio, it's miserably hot. So I get
yeah.
that. So
and I just don't like going in there anymore. And like the teenagers have taken like the not even the preteens,
the teenagers,
the preteens.
Talking
sorry,
about calling the kettle black.
my sister's age group, the preteens,
yes.
have taken over. And I'm
yes.
like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
And
well,
I,
you realize your sister's going to be a teenager next month.
I know
so it's happening.
The only exception of Sephora I take is Rode. I love lip gloss.
Okay.
I have
okay.
like 100 different lip glosses.
Okay.
I love lip gloss because
okay.
it doesn't ruin my skin because it's just on
I
my
gotcha.
Lips.
Okay. So I get you. You still like it. It's just that you don't really utilize the products that much anymore. So you're not that.
And I can't
you know.
Use your skincare products. So I don't really go in there. Anymore.
I gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Last one, binging a series on a streaming service.
It's kind of hard.
Do you like to binge a series?
I'm like in between. Can I go like this?
Yeah. Yeah. A half battle. Absolutely. A half battle. Okay.
Only because I really don't have like time to sit down and watch series anymore.
Okay. I gotcha.
But when I did, I love Alexa and Katie.
Okay.
I love Twilight.
Yes.
I love The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh, me too. And the movie's going to be coming out.
I know. I'll sit down and watch that.
Yeah, me too.
But
me too. Hopefully they're going to have it in the theater for at least a little bit. I don't know.
Probably.
I hope.
Just for a little bit.
Yeah.
Or have like how Taylor Swift does her like series with like
yes.
3 days in
yes.
the theater.
Yes, that would be amazing.
And they have like certain like popcorn buckets
yes.
and stuff.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. That's next
the
year.
The only thing is like the theater is like my worst enemy. Like I don't like going to the theater.
You don't? Why not?
It's just like, it's so expensive.
Oh, well, okay. From that perspective,
For some popcorn?
Yeah.
I could buy a bag in store.
That's true. Except that their popcorn is so, it's a movie popcorn. There's nothing like it. I mean, I'm obsessed with movie popcorn.
I think I just have a problem with like overeating.
Well, I do too, but so. You know, since
but
when
I,
did that stop me, you know?
I'd honestly love to like be in the comfort of my own bed and watch the movie.
Okay. See, that's what I think. I feel like your generation has not, you didn't really grow up going to the theater a lot. I mean, you've been, but because think about it, when COVID happened, I mean, that's when the struggle for, I think, theaters had really started because up until that time, people would like, oh, this movie's coming out. I'm going to the theater to see it. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of came to a crashing halt. And aside from what Top Gun Maverick, I think that, I mean, they've had some other successes, but I think that that was the biggest big thing since COVID that's actually brought people back to the theater. So I think a lot of people, I think the reasons that the theaters are struggling is because people your age, they don't have the same kind of love for going to the theater because it just, you know, by the time you were a teenager, it
was kind of just don't think movies available. Are really that great nowadays. Like, okay. I feel like the movie making scene is not really that great anymore. Yeah. I thought Top Gun was like one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Me too. I'm obsessed.
And also Interstellar. I think that's what it's called. Like the 3-hour movie.
Okay. I thought it was really Interstellar? Good. Was that it? Yeah.
I thought it was really good. Yeah. Like it was long and it was really kind of slow at first.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like the whole idea of that he like comes back and it was him who was knocking down the books and it's really sad.
I know. It is kind of sad, really.
The idea was it was great.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
It was good.
Yeah. No. Well, cool. Well, this has been so fun. Thank you so much for coming back and being on Feral or Fabulous and Feral and Fabulous. So thank you guys so much for catching us on our latest episode of Feral or Fabulous. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.